Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, Rabbi, good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Hey. Dechanishmas Miriam bar Shmuel Ole Hashalom. Dechanishmas David Mordechai ben Shmuel Olav Hashalom. Dechanishmas Zev ben Avram Olav Hashalom. And I wanted to thank Jonathan for the tea donation for me personally. It's not for anyone else. You could ask me if you want, but it's mine.
It's for the mug of sheer. You're not transfers.
And then it goes to the rug.
Goes with the job.
Comes with the job. One of the perks. One of the perks. One of the fringe benefits.
No, no pun intended. The only.
Besides for the pension.
The coffee is the perk. Tea doesn't get perked.
Doesn't get.
What about the criticism?
One of the fringe benefits, is
missing out the criticism.
Kedishmas, Belima Miriam Bas Mordechai Arya Yosef Aleha Shalom, it should be a Slush Aliyah Shama. I'm happy to be, Jonathan is a collection of teas, and I'm happy to be a benefactor, beneficiary of the collection. So today's stop is Daf Nunhei. Major Yosoidus from yesterday. I just want to first thank you, Baruch David, WhatsApp me, Chazanish. And who would have thought Chazanish would have been sent you a WhatsApp? By the way, he's on YouTube also. I don't know how that works, but I had to cancel all my meetings yesterday because of what Baruch David sent me.
Who took the video?
What? I don't know. But I posted on the video. I don't know. That video, I don't know. You could find anything on the internet.
Must have been AI.
So just one thing, in that same Simon, in the Chazanish, Simon Samach Aleph, Sif Gimel. So we quoted yesterday, Sif Kotten Zayin, and back in Simon Sif Gimel, I said a svar in Yishlokish, Yishlokish who said, if I desire Shin Ishtabra Me'elel, his bottle, if it's broken on its own, he says a svar, if you can't protect itself, then it can't protect to others for sure, and therefore it's bottle. And I saw the Ramban was quoted to say that it's totally maybe in the sugi of Yishul and Midas, because no one knew it broke. But I said as far as to say that over there, you circumvent that whole problem, because the Avodah Zarah, it's a contradiction in and of itself for an Avodah Zarah to be an Avodah Zarah if it can't protect anything. So it loses its title of an Avodah Zarah naturally, that's a loser. It's not an Avodah Zarah. It can't protect anything. And I was saying that that's really how we understand Bittul as well, that it takes away its status of an Avodah Zarah. It's not like Bittul Get, but the Ramban compares it even to Bittul Chametz. But you look at the Chazanish said that, look at this, Nira den yitfu b'shash sholem, b'chein b'machol etzoyer, l'man diyomer botlo, b'chein b'nevdo, im hoi misyayish me yisurim. He says it's different. This is what he said. Now, the Zohar doesn't have worshippers. And it doesn't stand to be served, worshipped anymore. It's automatic. It loses that title. There's no one worshiping this Avodah Zarah. It's abandoned. They've moved on. They're done with this Avodah Zarah. Is that a bittul? Not a bittul. It's no automatic. It loses its title of Avodah Zarah. Ukudimu, he says, Ukudimu cha kol asur gil mem alef amid beiz mem beiz amid alef. Oh. Reish lakish. The Avodah Zarah mazol is shkenishtabu me'elel. Oisha shibra yisro muteres. It loses its significance, its stature as an Avodah Zarah. The name of Avodah Zarah, Nafshin Layatzla, Umili Askin and Layati Kaiv Dam Izad, and Komokam Betela. Right?
Okay.
So it's a, truth is, if you look at his Lashon, he's not 100% the way I was, he says that Bittul works differently the way I'm saying it, if you read clearly in the Chazon Ish. But if you, I don't know if it's a zero, but this point, this part here, that it's Hashiva is automatically lost when there's no one worshiping it, where it can't save itself. It's not like being mevatelim. It's bottle may level, he said, and that's really the svara. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
We have a problem that the Bible is said to show it.
Right.
He just left it.
Yeah, he just left it. Where's the Maisa Bittel?
Where? The Colonel Perry.
Where's the Maisa Bittel? Yeah, so that's what he says. If you have an Avodah Zarah, you can't have an Avodah Zarah without worshippers. Right? If a tree falls down in the forest and no one is there, does it make a noise? Right? No, it doesn't. Because practically it doesn't make a noise. But, that's such a good sushi. But the point is that it doesn't have that, sometimes you circumvent the Inyan of Bittul because it's automatically Bittul.
Sometimes you have to go Maisa to be Mavakul.
Right. Now I'm learning actually that the Maisa Bittul actually produces the same result. Produces the same result that it loses the Hashidus and Avodah Zarah, but that you need a pasuk for. It's not like a Halis Din Bittul, it's more like you have the ability to determine the status of it. But at the end of the day, whether it's Nishtaber Me'ileha or there's a Maisa Bittul, it all ends up in the same place that the Avodah Zarah now loses that status.
Is that how it's Me'ileha? Because nobody in the world worships it. Now somebody comes along and says, I think I'm going to start worshiping. Is that
okay.
A new faith Kedusha? I mean, does it now become an Avodah Zarah, or is it too late?
No, then
the revival of the old idolatry?
I don't know if it's Chayzer Vinei or it could be again, that might be telling the Machlekes if an Avodah Zarah becomes us or just because you created it or you designated it, Havmana, or you have to actually serve it.
You have to go through whatever it is to recreate it.
Recreate it. That's what I would say so. Maybe you could say Chayzer Vinei, or maybe you can say something like that, but the truth is, the way I'm understanding it, there's no Din Chayzer Vinei or an Avodah Zarah. It's a great Nachkamina.
We now have paganism. America, there are people who are druids and they dance around in the forest with their head and they say they're reviving the pagan cult from England of the Roman Empire. Is that, and nobody's worshipped those pagan idols for 1,000 years.
I would say that, but again, that's not referring to a specific, here you have an actual getcher that's broken. Although you don't have, that's a little different. Yeah, it's a...
Metaphysical.
Yeah, more metaphysical. Here is a physical.
The ruins,
the Incas. Great point, yeah.
People worship temples. People worship them.
That should be telling Rish Lakish from
the Ashram. I would assume that's just the historical.
The truth is, the way the Chazon Ish says it, if you have these Inca ruins, everyone's abandoned it, it's Bottle Me'ileha. It's like Shashalim. They could go back and do it, but they don't.
But you listen to it.
What? Well, I'm talking to a dove. Right?
Incantation.
Incantation. Goinus.
Incas.
So, Marjit. Mamish Marjit. No, this is unbelievable.
It's positive. It's yesterday.
What?
Where's the Bittul?
So the answer is, it's automatically Bittul. There's no worship. No worshiping it. Again, that's what I'm saying. That's the Pshad and Bittul. There's no such thing. It either is or it isn't. And you have to set it. The Chiddush HaPosuk, you need a Chiddush HaPosuk, right? Because there are people worshipping it when you're a Goy, Mavato, another Avodah Zarah. But the result is the same. That you have the ability, the Goy says the ability to do that. Mardin, the Shmak. I lost a lot of money because of you yesterday, brought Dovid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking up what you had referred to us. You know, Sifkat Nazayin, then this thing caught my eye. I said, this is unbelievable.
You
had alluded to it a few times.
I never knew it.
This idea.
This is not, I'm writing a sefer on why I'm not a Meshuggah. This is one of the, another idea. Okay, but now.
How long is that?
It's getting bigger as we move. Shai is the Raya's effect. The Raya's Faker, that's the show.
The rabbi is going to come along and beat
them. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Now, one last thing here. We had the Gemara yesterday. We had back and forth. Reb Zera, who said that Reb Zera had said, "Einus Rachmana Patre." If someone is forced to bow down to even to his own idol or his own getchka, it doesn't become an Avodah Zarah because Einus Rachmana Patre. To which Rava replied, and he said, "You're right." But when it's Befar Hesio and there's a Chil Hashem, it does become Asur. What is the back and forth here between Reb Zera and Rava? And as Jonathan asked so eloquently and in a very brisker oifen, very gishmak yesterday, he defined it very well, very nicely. My humble opinion. Okay, he doesn't even remember. But the Gemara had, the Zera had said, Einus Lachon HaPatre. The question is, Einus Lachon HaPatre is a tour in Einshin. Someone does something by force, then they did the act, unfortunately. The act was done, but they have a tour. They did it, they were coerced, and therefore they're not held accountable for it. Fine. What does that have to do with whether those animals considered served as an avodah zarah or not? My God. It's like, the, it doesn't even... So you can bring in the Chaim who says Einus command, is command loyavid, do like died by the sugya of Einus begin. You can say yeshiva shatayr like that, but I don't think you need to come on to that. Let's look at the Bris Lerav who addresses this question in the, it's in the same piece. It's in, Mabed Zohar Parak Nes Halacha Aleph. Let's read his words. I mean, it's a whole paragraph here, but okay. I can paraphrase a few parts. Are you blowing your nose?
Oh, I meant to block the audio and I blocked the video instead. Sorry.
I mean, it's a few minutes. I'm hearing like.
I meant to block the audio. I blocked the video instead. Sorry.
This is, like you said, it's posterity. So listen to this one. He has his whole thing over here. He says the cold that's already in the clear. The my Indian chiyuv p'tur, the Indian shem avodah zarah shebachetza. What does the chiyuv p'tur or p'tur have to do with whether something's an avodah zarah? The gam adin, the Gemara brings the din v'chaybahem l'chayre shayech v'akul Indian hetayr de gavra. There's a din of pikuach nefesh. There's a heter of the gavra. V'loy ha'chiyah mehachetza shem avodah zarah. He says, if that's the case, he says, you're going to say some tomorrow like that. In came, I'm not pilot love of Bitsinia, Bin the Parhesia, who Bin Shatak Zera, Eloi, Haloi Hamaisa, Akoponin, Teres Einus Halah. If you're going to say like Rab Zera, there's an Einus. Who cares whether it was done to Parhesia or Bitsinia? Actually, we'll clear them so I'm not sure you can go with the Vyatosis. Right? Ubakoko, we assume they had paired the Einus of Bikuat Nefer, Zulukasino, Lafia Minoshen Nevad. Is that Sarahia? This is the question, in other words, what Jonathan, you were asking. This is everyone with me?
Yes.
Yeah? This is what we said a couple of days ago. Same piece. The kibim de shame neva the gavoya who shamed the pneatsmoy. He says the din nevad is its own halacha, two dinim. The out the ain't avoid zara. It's not an avoid zara. 100%. You come up and etzam hamaisa ha'avoida isrosa gavoya. The maisa avoida to my nirva utadoyne to my shakasafi lamaila. It's not the avoid. It's not an avoid zara. No. But did you do an active avoid zara to it? Did you do an avoida? Did you do an aveira? Yes. That's what creates the din medrash. Just like a nirva. A nirva. If an animal is reveya. It becomes also the gavoya, because there's nothing really different about it. It just didn't act of an aveira. It was the nirva. That's the same thing as the din of neva. And therefore he says, alkei be'ilon dafka avoida the isura. Therefore you need an avoida that's also avoida isura. The ikar dino ha'poisle hu masenasa boy aveira. The kiva the ha'avoida hotu mishum pikuach neva. Alkei eno aiserim. And that's what he says. He basically finishes up with this, not called an avoida. And therefore, he says, the shiny did never, the Indian good boy, the Hushem of Neatsma, the Shane told Hushem of Boys, the Zora Shaboy, Rakamaiso, avoid the Atma, he or his Rosa, the Gavoya, commission is fire, King Hoyanira, the Hoyro, the Beer, Asugya, Mamish, that's what this Gemara is screaming to us. That the din of Nevas of the Briscoe world is different than Avoy the Zora. The actual Aveira, the Aveira of Avoidus Avoidus Zoro, Avoidus Avoidus, the Aveira, is what creates the Din Neva.
The Gavaya.
Very good, very important. It's not like,
not the Kedget.
Right, okay.
It does not make a Neva.
No, so over there, you have to say different. Yeah, you have to say, but over there, Kenan don't have a chalois din nevad. What you did has nothing to do, like we said yesterday. There, mitzvah, the chesed, nothing is foul. It's a noun. God created a mountain. You can't even create it. Your act of an avodah doesn't affect a mountain. Right. You're chayav misa because of, in your mind, like we said, mitzvah the gavra, there's a din in the chesed. Mitzvah the chesed, there's not be din in the chesed. Okay, but yeah, that would be the chakra. That would be, yeah, that there you have to say, something like that. That's, you're right, it's a very good question. What you're asking. But you have to say, you sort of addressed it, I mean, I thought about it, you have to say, it's different. The Hema is different.
How do you make the Chepet into an Avodah Zarah different than how you make it in Nevada?
Oh, so.
I have some statue here. Okay? I want to make an Avodah Zarah.
He says, for example, one of the examples would be like a mountain. You can't make it into an Avodah Zarah, but there still is a nice. That's what I'm saying.
So how do you make, what's the difference between making this little
thing? Where do you have something? Yeah, so he says in the beginning of the piece that there's a nafkamina, a lot of nafkaminas. He brings, for example, Idmas and Dovashena Shaloi, like we said yesterday from the Rambam, is a pas bittel on something that's a nevad. It's another nafkamina. But let's say, for example, it won't apply to the Neva. Yeah, that's his whole piece over here. You have to look at the beginning. But no, it's a fair point. But like they say, Shari Nachminas Leinino. But the question is, so Reb Zeirus, just the Furas Chesed, Reb Zeirus saying when you have a Ptur Einis, even if you say it's only a Ptur Einis, it's because the Aveira is not as chamor. Of course, when you do something under coercion, it's not as bad as if you do it willingly. So that Zokrib Zera is not the chlal, you're not doing an act of an avodah that's going to make an Isra Nevad when you're coerced to do it. What does Rava say back then? Does everyone understand? That's a base line of the what does Rava say back? Rava says back to him, it depends. Befarhesia, it's worse. Now what does that mean, Befarhesia, it's worse? What Rava is saying is that when there's an element of Chil Hashem, when there's an element of the Chil Hashem in the Aveira, you're right, Oynes Rachmana Patria, 100%. He's masking the Rav Zeira. He's not arguing on the din of Oynes Rachmana Patria. But Rav is saying, when there's an element of Chil Hashem in the act that you're doing, even if it's forced, that in and of itself is enough of an Aveira for it to make an Isser Neva. Chil Hashem, if there's an, you see another Chiddush also, that the din of Chil Hashem is not a separate issue. It makes your Avodah Zarah, the Aveda of Avodah Zarah, worse. When the Avodah Zarah is done in a way where it produces a Chil Hashem, it's a Chil Hashem. Mamash Chil Hashem. In that case, innately already, it has an Isra of an Avodah Zarah to make it that the animal or whatever has a din of Nevah. That's the back and forth.
If you do a mice, make it work.
Sorry. What?
If you do a mice in the Chayetz. That more powerful than the Avodah Zarah. Now I'm thinking about the example of Rahman Patra is the Tyra. She's a Ba'ula, even though she's talking. Because there was a mice in that. This behavior really is let's say
there's a shinui in the actual object that was forced.
You carved a statue.
Maybe. Let's say someone's forced to carve a statue.
He's forced to make a statement.
I can hear that.
Right? He doesn't believe in it at all.
I can hear that. I can hear. Maybe. That might be. That.
So there's two things. One is it's an Avera, and two, possibly, even if it's not an Avera, it's a double machine doing
it. In the thing, for it to have that. Very, yeah, I hear. Yeah, that might be another. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But you see this, this is the back and forth. Of course you knew what I'm saying.
I've done a lot of work on this over the past few days. It's beautiful. Yeah. You explained it very well.
Very well.
No, really, very good. Thank you.
Oh, so that's the question. So Tosfos learns that Sugya is going like Rabbi Shmuel, holds his own Pia Vumsar Atzma. That's who Mar says in that. But even with that, you can say that Rava held that Enos Rachmana Patre, and when you just need the element of Chil Hashem to make it enough of a Nevad. So Betzina, 100%, you have to give up your life.
So Tosfos says, sin is different because the chiyuv to give up your life, even if you don't go like Rabbi Shmuel, is not learned out from Leisa Avdim, it's learned from B'chol Nashecha. So it's only an essay. But it's all within this, in this philosophy, or Svara, it's only in that Svara of how bad the Aveira is. Whatever it is, you go within that Svara parameters of what's the level of the Aveira needed to make it in that level. It makes a lot of sense, even in that Tosfos, like you're saying.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Back to our Gemara over here. We're in the middle of the story of and I have a problem. We'll get to the end of the summit here. I have a problem with this whole Gemara. Maybe someone should help me. The entire Gemara is something I don't understand. But let's finish the, let's just read the text. We are, three lines from the bottom of Nun Dal Amud Beis. The philosopher had just received the reply of, one of his replies. So he said that we had the case of the dog. Let's say he called the dog, the Avodah Zarah. So who's the Rosh Hashanah angry? The dog didn't do anything, but the person who had given the name of the dog to the Avodah Zarah, he's the one, the king. Yeah, so whatever it is, the Avodah Zarah is a dog. Okay? So now that's what we're up to. Sorry, six lines from the bottom. Oh, well, like, tell about the Torah, I say. So the philosopher said back to Gamliel, you're calling my Avodah Zarah a dog. I don't need to tell you what this is. What do you mean? It has properties of a deity. Okay? Amaloy. Tell me, where did you see this? Amaloy, the philosopher said, Pamachas Nafud Blake of the Irenu. One time a fire had fallen. A Blake had fallen. He was talking to him, Nassim, he missed it. The fire had fallen in our city. We had a fire. Minisrafa Kol Yer Kula. Lo and behold, look at this, the Maisa Maifus, the base of the Zara, the house of Mercury was standing there. Look at that. Why was it standing? Because the Zara has power, the Ishbamami. Gamliel had an answer to this. Let me give you an analogy, Marshall. When a Melech Bas Vadam, a flesh and blood king, has his people rebel against him, when he goes to war against them, who does he fight against? Who's the one who he picks his battle with? The one who's obviously the living people. So the Rabbeinu Shalom is coming to give a punishment on people, obviously the Chet Gerim. Giving a punishment, who's he going to give a punishment on? The people that are actually matter. But the Torah is in Bamamish. The Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't care less about it. That's why he left the base of the Zohar standing. Okay.
Not worth my trouble.
Right. Not worth it. Not worth it for me. I'm okay. Yeah,
but if the shul was spared, we wouldn't have said it's a Maifus, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So the philosopher said back to Gamliel, I'm not going to take this, you're saying that it's a mace or a kelev. In Cain, you've denim an item, so if it's a garnish, the garnish on should destroy it. Gamliel, you're right. If it was something that the world didn't need for its functionality, then Rabbi Shalom would destroy it. Right? But however, served the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations, the Afikim, the shores. What is Afikim? Afikayam. The wellsprings. With Gaius and the valleys. Yogar Olamo, if they shake him, but his Baruch is going to destroy the world. Doesn't he shake him? No. Of course not. And that's why he doesn't destroy it. But the truth is, it is a caliph. It is a mace. Like I said. In the Pasuk says, Asayf, Asayf, kol me'al p'neho adam and Hashem. Asaf, Asayf adam, ubehema, Asayf oif Hashemayim, ubege hayom, bahamachshaylois, esa rishoyim, behechrati esa adam, me'al p'neho adam and Hashem. That's the whole pasuk. So in other words, if you end up, if Bnei Yisrael has to destroy the Zaris, you have to destroy mankind. Right, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at Rashi, v'echrati es ha'odem mitmiyah, shari ach la'odem ha'inoidim, they serve the human, mankind, they worship human beings, they make them into gods. If that's the case, I'm going to have to destroy people.
Another marble,
yeah. So of course I'm not going to do that. So that's what the pasuk is saying as well. What?
Maybe he should, but he probably
yeah, right. He should, yeah. I could agree with that too. It's like, yeah. So obviously that's not going to be done, and therefore that's the only reason. Really, the other desire is nothing. It's a keller, and the Bnei Yisrael should destroy it, but doesn't do it because he has no choice. The world has to dare he go upon it, like Rashi brings with magic, story, lots of passion. There has to be teva. It's exactly. Bnei Yisrael wants teva. And for that reason, he can't destroy it. Shaul Agrippus, Tsar Tzva, is from Gamliel. Agrippus, the general, Rashi says, he lived at the time of Agrippus and Mela. He's a different person. And the general Agrippus, the way to identify him differently than the king, was by ascribing him as the, what's that? Agrippus Jr., yeah. The secondary Agrippus.
And the second base
of Migdash. So he asked Ram Gamliel, he asked him a question. Ksivat Torah Asim. He Hashem lekecha eish oif lohu kel kano. Yes, by the way, I'm surprised no one said yesterday, we mamish this week's parsha, Aiken. This is Aiken. They took him in Akib.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Okay. So, like this. So the Pasuk says, the way he translated it, Agrippus, was that, the Rabbi Nishloel is a jealous God. Right there. Have to be on the same playing field. If a smart person only gets jealous of another smart person like him, or a strong person like another strong person, Ashir from an Ashir, a person who's an Ashir is not going to get jealous of anything that a poor person.
And the Svar did work. I mean, the previous Svar, why the Bible starting up with
them? Well, that's what he's saying, yeah. He's saying, so why does everybody want to get jealous? Yeah, that's exactly the point. Very good. So the point is that it must mean that they do have double mamish. They do have yeshba mamish. Oh, very good. Yeah. Okay, very nice. So Gamliel is shitasoy in ba mamish. You see yeshba mamish. Mm-hmm. Agrippus, he's standing on the shoulders of the previous opponents, philosophers. Amalai emshelcha mashal ma do doyman. The others are the isha al ishtoi. Torah. The Gemara says in Yevamos. He marries a second wife. Chashuva mimenu.
But he's still married.
While he's still married, he marries a second wife who's more chashuv than the first. So fine. The first wife is not as jealous. He understands she's a loser.
Second one is a bigger dowry.
Second one has more money. So, she gets it.
Yeah,
on some level. Fine. So she doesn't get jealous. However, Chusumimena, but then he marries Shlomazel, then Chusumimena Vada Meskanabo, then she becomes, this is the point, she doesn't really become jealous. She's not jealous of that woman. She looks at her and says, but she gets angry at her husband belonged to her. She's angry at the husband. The husband betrayed her, taking some low woman and over me. So that's the problem. So the same thing with the Rebbe Yisrael, as Rashi explains. Rebbe Yisrael cannot care less Rosh cannot care less about the fact that this Avodah Zarah exists. He's not jealous, but he gets angry from the fact that the people that are meant to serve him are taken away. The people, they're my people, the Tzelem Elikim, the people are meant to... L'Shevas Yitzorah, the Baruch Shalom wants the world to be populated because he wants to be Marbek Koy Shemayim, that's the whole point. And these Avodah Zarahs are the people, provoked by the people who are betraying him and going to Avodah Zarah.
This whole Gemara is very interesting.
Yeah.
There's an assumption, and both of the Sultan asked and the Tom asked to answer whether the Yochum, both of these mitzvahs are similar to the way we. And it took us to do a and it shouldn't be called. The Russian, but there's no.
Right.
Things happen. What are you saying? It's a silly question.
Yeah.
If assuming that the Russian had a feeling, whatever it is,
he's answering your So, in order to explain it so, in a way that they'll understand it, give them a much more
right.
concern, even though it's not really.
I have, it's not a great question.
Ultimate truth.
Right, but it's not a great question.
I
you want to reject your question, you want to answer it.
I think that this back and forth here, far be it for me to interrupt it, but this back and forth here is, I have a similar question to what you're asking, and I think you have to say something that Jonathan was saying. Although it is a little difficult, I think, but let's 100%. Even like, of course, the Baruch Shalom is not. Even if you say the Baruch Shalom has a midas, it's not bad. It's because the Baruch Shalom wants to be like that.
Why did you define? Why did you answer that?
Okay.
The answer is they're powerful members of the government involved, and you don't just give them the back of your hand because they'll.
Yeah, and the truth is, I saw someone say that. That's why he answered with mushels. He could have just said to him, what are you talking about? Then? But he gave him mushels because he had to speak to him in a nice way. There was other factors. Yeah, I saw that also. Okay. Amalei Zunin Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, so you're right. Amalei Zunin Rabbi Akiva. Libi Libcha Yoda. Okay, so Zunin was a Yid. He was a Yid. He said to Rabbi Akiva, he wasn't asking like his accusing way. He was inquiring. Libi Libcha Yoda. I know, you know. Now, Avodas Chacham less by Mashasha, and Avodas Chacham doesn't have any, nothing to.
No reality.
V'Chachazim Gavri Da'azli, but we look at this. We see people that go Kimetavri, they have a broken leg, they have a bad hip, they need a hip replacement. But also, they go into the house of the Avodah Zarah, Kimetzav. What? What?
They go to Lourdes.
They go to
Lourdes. Back to the healing water.
Okay, And also came, and look at this, they come out, all healed, and it's a miracle. A Rabbi Shemaiser. My time up. Has it so? Listen to what Gamaliel answered to him. He said, I'm sorry, what did Rabbi Akiva answer to him? Yeah. Let me give you a mashal. There was a trustworthy person in the city. Yeah, he was the guy. Everyone would give him their things for safekeeping. Shalai Be'edin, which we already know is a red flag. Like they say in Yiddish, I don't know the Yiddish saying, but I trust you, just pay me with cash. Yeah, you know.
You say in Yiddish, I don't know.
There's a Yiddish saying like that. I trust you 100%, but just pay me with cash. Okay, so the mafkid etzlo shalai Be'edin. Comes along a smart person, a smart person, and he says, you know what, I'm not like anyone else. I'm going to make sure to safekeep my things with this person with witnesses so that, of course, it can't be denied that I gave it to him. One time, so already this guy, the guy and his wife, apparently, were already, they were stuck. Like, we're trustworthy people, you're going to come and now give it to Aiden. So there was already a little beef in between both of them here. So like this. So what did his wife say to him? His wife, in defense of her husband, of course, let's, this doofus doesn't trust us. So let's go and deny his claim that now that he did it without Aiden. Let's get him back. Well, they're very insulted.
And therefore they can feel.
Again, I trust you, but pay me with cash.
It's protecting the honor, but it's different. She gets
gishtef. Gishtef. Listen to his answer. He didn't say, by the way, it's an Aveira. Amalo, he said to her, this guy is a Shaita. It makes me. Why is he a Shaita? I don't know why he's a Shaita. He's actually seems to be smarter than everyone.
Yeah, it's the honor of the
And he was a stupid person. Yeah, exactly. Listen, stealing 100%, that's fine. What's going to be with that reputation? Obviously, they get a fee. They're getting paid a fee. The safe people, there's no free lunches here.
But Art says that he doesn't trust us, so he did something stupid by giving something to someone he doesn't trust with that evening.
Last
time.
Right?
So that stupid was he didn't have witnesses the last year.
So in other words, he was smart to do it with witnesses when he had witnesses. But if you're going to go with that mahalas, that we don't trust him, be consistent. Now let's grab the opportunity to get back at this guy. And they said, so he said back there, he said, you're right. You're right. We should, but listen, the reputation we're dealing with over here. So of course not. So now Rabbi Akiva applied this muscle to the similar case here. Aftas, so to here. Yisurin, Mishashim, Mishagrin, Asan Allah Adam. When someone gets Yisurin, he gets punished, he gets suffering. We make them swear, they swear, the Yisurim, to be awful, swear that they're not going to leave except on this and this day, or they're only going to come, on this and this day. Everything is timed exactly. They're only going to leave on this and this day, and at this time, all these things are orchestrated. There's shluchim that are involved. The point here of Rabbi Akiva is that all of these things are being orchestrated by a conductor. Right? And Kivan, so what happens? Kivan, she gives man and boxes. When the time for them to leave happens, Holach Zela Beis of Punt on that day, Holach Zela Beis of Adistichagim, Amru, Yisurin. Now, same thing. Yisurin should say, Din Hushaloy Neitzin. We shouldn't leave. Because look at what's going to happen. This guy who's a Shaita, who's an Oyvet Avodah Zarah, is going to come out from this Avodah Zarah when it's the exact place, the exact time for it to happen. He's going to leave. He's going to think, look at my Avodah Zarah. But the truth is, so we shouldn't do that. It's going to cause him to strengthen his beliefs. So what do they say? They say, you're right. We really should do that. We should go against our shua, 100% not. Now, why does the Rabbanu Shlomo orchestrate? The point here is that there's an orchestrator, conductor, orchestrating all of this. Now, the question is, so why does Hashem orchestrate it like this? That it should happen at the time when he goes into the other desert. That's what Rabbi Yisrael is going to say now. I think that's what it is.
I heard of myself once. He could have lost money if he would go out and make up the payment, thank you, and the beverage cabinet, and the heavenly apostle. You decide, look, the money is yours.
Uh-huh.
It's like a gun. It's not just this.
Interesting.
Every person has their financial commentary.
Mm.
You want to take it like an arrow's way, that's you get it. You want it, take it like a gun. The same.
I tell you the truth, that the Gemara, that's really what the Gemara is going to say. Yeah, I think
that's what he's saying. The Yisurim are coming.
Right.
If you get away, you can right. Daven in your song. Instead, you decide
right.
to daven in the song.
Right, right. Yeah. And we're going to see the Gemara in the end is going to say, Bolotami, personally, that's your general direction.
And Hashem knows that you're going to go to the Abba that day.
Yeah.
So the question is, why
right.
set
it up that way?
That it could inspire.
Right. Right. So that's what we're going to say now. That's what I'm asking. That's what he's saying. No, no, well, I think he is, but let's see the Gemara first. I'm going to tell you how it's all coming together. Let's see the Gemara. So I'm the Gemara Rabbi Yosef. My disliv achaloi roim and emonim. Why is it called that Isurim, suffering, are sickness, they're considered faithful? Because Rayim, of course, they're bad, Rayim Bishul Chutzim, they're bad, not really most pleasant thing to be suffering, of course. But Emanim Bishul Asim, but they stick to their Shvur. Amalei Rabba Barav Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'ika Beishav Yitzchakam Ba'asrim. He said, there's an Avodah Zarah in our vicinity here, our neighborhood. L'chim Yitzrach Amalei Mitra, when the world rain, it needs to rain. It appears to them, I'm not sure who them is here, I guess to any person, in a dream.
Who? The people of the city?
His
congregants.
Yeah. Which congregants?
See the members.
See them. The faithful.
The ones that call them the Zara.
The Chassidim, the Chassidim Masoelim. Barmalahu, and he says to them, Shachtu li Gabra. Like the Zohar says in the dream, now please do me a favor, slaughter this person and offer to me as a sacrifice, and lo and behold, that's what they do. What? So he names the
person.
They name the person, yeah.
I don't think they name the person.
No, I don't know. I think they named the person.
Oh, yeah. Well,
give me a yenim. I'm hungry for yenim. But I see Mitra. Now here, I don't know what. And the rain comes. Shachtula Gabra. And look at that. But I see Mitra. He says, I'm going to give you rain if you slaughter this person, human sacrifice. And lo and behold, it happens. They take Christopher, put him in, they slaughter him. And there's the rain. So, Rabbi Bar Yitzchak was, asking Rabbi Yehuda, explain this to me, please, if you don't mind. Amalei Hashda, he said, you're lucky I'm alive. If I would be dead, I wouldn't be able to answer this question. This is a very important tenet of Judaism. What does the pasuk mean when it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, divides up, exactly the literal translation here. This is in this week's parsha,
yeah.
Right?
Hashem,
he's talking about the celestial bodies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu apportions to the nations, so to speak. What does he do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his word, uses these celestial beings as a way of driving them from the world, meaning causing people to sin so that they lose olam haba, they lose any benefit from this world, that next world. Behind the dumb racial upkish mind that's leaving the lights, and scoffs on the scoffers, and to the humble he favors. If someone desires, the direction he wants to take is the direction of impurity. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, be my guest. Yeah, same thing. But when it comes to Tahara, it's more than Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up the gates. He actually helps him because he can type him Reuben, he can Peronius. So that again answers this question. Why does the Rabbanu Shalom orchestrate it in a way? We understand that there's a conductor in the orchestra, and that's what causes Yisroel to come and not to come back. But why is the Rabbanu Shalom orchestrate it in a way where it's on that day where he's going to an Avodah Zarah that it leaves? Because that person is Baal HaTameh. So those brothers says, he wants to mislead it. There, that answers the question.
The dream is a very scary part of the
dream. Well,
why does the dream is very scary?
Because that's what the person is, and they're, he knows that they're obviously not, but they're not the, again, so this whole Gemara, really, think about it, this is really what you know, if you ask me, why does Baruch Shalom create all these other Zaras, can he sleep it? There's Hester Punim, right? There's, God is hidden for a reason, right? But that's the whole concept. It's hard going, right? Because things are difficult, that's why the whole world was created, to test us and make things difficult so that we can get thing of Ramchal, Namad Chisuf, that's the whole basis of the creation of the world, is so that we should have tests. And this was another test.
You should get scarred.
If a lady Zara would be foolish, so no one would get scarred for that. It's easy, or easier. Yisurim, etc. So that's why, what's going on over here? That's the question.
He's assisting in the particular question. Otherwise, if you watch people
very, yeah, right.
And they wouldn't really have Bechira.
Exactly. And why do we have Bechira? That's the whole thing. The whole reason why the world is created was so that that is the ultimate chesed of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it's hard to see, it's of course difficult, I mean, there's no question. But it's ultimately for our schar that these things were created. So that's why.
If we overcome
them.
He wants you to overcome it. But he's going to allow you not to overcome it.
Right.
You see how,
so that's why. That's why he created all of these pitfalls.
It's
difficult.
Yeah.
Sincere. Struggles.
That question is really the second.
I think it's the whole Gemara.
The first part that I really asked why the Rebbeinu does that.
He's not Mevatel because he wants to test us.
But they want to know if they're setting the Rebbeinu Shimon must be tested. That is why I'm saying
that. The test upon him. That's the point.
Well, I know, but that sounds good. I think he has an end with the end. He's at the original Pesach for asking why the Rebbeinu doesn't get upset or buzz me at the.
No, he doesn't destroy them, so I think. The Bershon does get upset, it's terrible, but he, think about Hester Punim, it's mamish, we see it today also, how things are, you can't wrap your head around certain things, right? Yitain Reish Yimayim, right? You can't put your head around certain occurrences.
Didn't Jabir HaMelech get this place for that? He kept saying, give me tests.
You're not supposed to ask for it.
Yeah.
No, that's 100%. Let God orchestrate your tests. You know, don't start the let God do that. But the truth is, the point of all of it, the point of everything is that we should be tested. And there's test upon him. God conceals himself, and he creates all these foolish chess pieces so that we don't like it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Question.
I mean, I think that's. All right, but
the Ramban in the pasuk, as a chalak Hashem Eschem, Kalam develops his whole thesis that Jews are under the direct supervision of Rabbeinu Shlomo. Everyone else is subject to the laws of nature. As a chalak Hashem Eschem, Kalam means that all the rest of humanity is subject to the laws of nature, and therefore they believe that there are powers that can affect them, and that's where they serve the way they serve. We're not like that. We're not all the rules of nature. The Ramban on that pasuk is a very, very fascinating Ramban. But Richard is correct. Rav Sanhedrin said that David made a mistake. He said, test me. And God said, okay, you want me to test you? I will. And he failed.
And why did Hashem create nature? Nature is Hester. That's what it is.
Right.
Behind all of nature is essentially miracles, right? Mishael Eimer.
Olam is Helem. Olam is Helem. Olam means Helem. That's what they say.
Helem.
Is
obscure. So why does Hashem do that? Because if it's obvious, if it's not hidden, we'd all be, you know, flying high. So again, I think that's what Jonathan, I think what you were saying makes a lot of sense, really. He's not giving him the real answer. You think a guy's going to understand that? I'm not going to understand that. He was, Ono Ivelski, Valtoy, answer the way he's addressing a question, he gives him a logical answer, but the truth is, the whole conversation really doesn't exist. I think that's true. I think with Jonathan and Shmuel Aaron, who both aren't here at the moment, maybe he'll tell me afterwards. All right, so let's move on here to extremely technical stuff. Should we give an introduction here? Okay, our basic introduction is, the question is, we're going to address, is when is something considered wine for it to have the Isser of Yayin Besa? When is it wine? We know, let me just explain, the process of grape production. You take grapes, you harvest grapes, okay? Take them from the vine, and then you bring them to the vat. Okay, now in the vat, we have different parts. What they would first do is there would be an inclined pipe that would lead to a cistern, And the cistern had, there was a plug preventing the flowing wine from going into the cistern, and they would unplug it, and then it would go into the cistern. What would they do? They would take the grapes from the harvest, put it on this ramp, sort of pipe ramp kind of thing, and they would stomp on it, you know, crush it. And then the juice would flow out of it towards the bar, which is the cistern. Now, they wouldn't do it all at once. They would trample it. Then they would take those grapes that were crushed once, and then they'd put it on the top where there'd be a flat part of the vat, and they would take a beam and crush it and get more juice out of it. And they would do this a few times, and there would be a process of getting as much wine out of it, and it would flow down this ramp, and when there would be wine, when there'd be a wine, enough pressing of the wine, they'd unplug it and let the wine flow into the cistern. There would be a filter over there to make sure the refuse doesn't go into the pits, the spills and all that stuff shouldn't go into the wine in the cistern. They'd make sure that would happen. And that's how the wine would be produced, and then...
That's how they got the grape.
No, that's how they made wine. The grape juice. The grape juice, yes. Not grape juice, but it's right. Not grape juice. It's grape juice.
The juice from the grapes.
The juice from the grapes. Now, while this is all happening, they would let it ferment and it would become wine. When we say Yain Megita, it would be before the wine would become
wine.
Yes. It's
converted to wine. It's only because tannin puts in certain things that stops fermenting.
They do?
Yeah. That's all tried with tannin.
But it's all natural. Okay.
No, tannin's not all that's why they don't use it. That's why Israelis don't make kibbutz on it.
Right. They use those funny barley.
They don't use it. It doesn't turn into...
That's why their stuff is sweeter, I think, because it's naturally no preservatives there.
We need a picture. Do we have a picture?
Yeah, you really need a picture, but I
and I looked in the art scroll, they don't have it either. I can't believe it.
Okay, so the question is, within this whole process of production, when is it considered wine? For Yayin Nesef, I should say. Okay. So let's go like this. Let's start reading the Mishnah. Loichin gas b'uta minayvi kochav. A person can buy a vat that has crushed grapes in it from a goy. Meaning, there's no grape juice in the bar yet. You have the grapes that are crushed on this pipe that flows downward. You might have some grapes in the flat part under the beam. All of it is crushed grapes. The point is, there's no wine yet in the bar, in the cistern. Okay? You can buy that, because why not? It's not Aser B'Hanah yet, not Yayin Nesef. It's not considered wine until it goes into the bar. Even though the guy actually takes the grapes in his hand, like we said, first step is they crush the grapes on this inclined pipe. Then they take the grapes that were crushed already once, they put it on the top part, and they take a beam and flatten it, and they crush it a second time. The guy took those grapes in his hand, which you would think maybe would make it into Yayin Nesef. He puts it on top. Even though he did that, he put it on the tapuach. The tapuach is the pile of grapes that we have by the Mizbeach, the tapuach. Even though he took it in his hands, it's not considered Yayin Nesef. The gears, next part of the Mishnah, she'ena oisa Yayin Nesef at she'er l'bo. It's not considered Yayin Nesef, wine, until it actually goes into the bar. Okay? Near the bar, if it actually goes into the bar, the cistern where it's stored as juice, masha babar aser v'asham moter. Whatever's in the bar now is a din of yain. The halacha is considered yain nasef, and the rest is going to be moter. The rest.
When it's in his hands, there's juice in that.
That's right.
But it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. That's right. It's not considered wine.
It's not processed enough to be have a din of yain.
Not processed enough, but yeah.
Once it's in the bar, just
yes, and touches it, yeah. Naga. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the problem? You might...
I don't know. I don't... Yeah, that's not 100% clear, yeah. Maga the Gethovim is also in the arrival of Nessa.
Rashi says, no, why
is Maga the problem? He might come to...
He
might have been Manasseh. Shah.
That's not the din of Stam Yenim, that's only, okay, alright. So it's also B'Hanah. That's the, but before it goes into the bar, it doesn't have a din of Yayin Nesef, it's Mutar B'Hanah, so you can buy it, Mabaya. Okay, that's din number one. When is it considered wine for Yayin Nesef? Now, let's say a person wants to get paid as a worker to, crush the grapes in the vat. He's allowed to. He's allowed to, because again, it's not one yet, but there's another problem over here. I will lay voice to Nima. He's not allowed to harvest the grapes with him. What's the reason? Because in Eretz Yisrael, we know, of course, the Dinam of Tum and Tahara, there's Dinam of Meiser and Truma. So the Chachamim were extra careful with Dinam of Tum and Tahara, to the point that they said even Chulin, which is no Isser of Tumah, no Isser of Tumah on Chulin, they said even in Eretz Yisrael, even Chulin can't become Tum.
They can't harvest it. Wait.
So that's the Isser. You can't make Chulin Tum in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, a Yisrael can't aid a Goy in the harvest of the grapes, because you are now aiding the guy who's presumed to be Tame, or his Kalim at least are going to be Tame, Rashi says. By aiding in the harvest, you are now allowing, or you're affecting that Tuma will end up being on these grapes, because you're enabling him to harvest the grapes, which will end up in his wine back press, and that's going to be Mitame then, and therefore there's a problem of Misayeya Oivreyavir. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they forbade you from making chul and tum. And at that point, again, it's chul. It's not.
The guy
owns the grapes. Important.
It's in Eretz
Yisrael, though, but it's chul.
He owns the land.
He owns the land.
It's no problem. That's why it's
no. No, so you personally can't harvest it, because you're actually enabling it now to become Tommy. You're taking the grapes, and now he's going to make Tommy. The guy's not doing an Aver, but you're doing an Aver. You're being Garim Tuma. Sorry, it's not Messiah. Mistake. You're being Garim Tuma by allowing these grapes to now go to a guy. But therefore, you're allowed to press with him, even though you're also being involved in making Chul and Tommy, because there is no Messiah. He's not doing an Aver. So you're not helping him out.
Aren't they already
Tommy? Yeah, so that you see here, the din of Messiah is even where it's Tommy already, even if the damage has been done. That's a good question. Here there isn't by Betzira. But by Darchan there isn't either, because the guy's not doing an Aveiro. Because he doesn't have an Isser. Why not? What?
There's no din of
Messiah, but I don't understand. No, because he's not doing an Aveiru.
Why can't you
that's why.
Why can't you do Baitun?
Of course there's no Messiah, because he's not doing an Aveiru.
I'm saying that's what Rashi learned. Rashi holds that there is Messiah, but not over here because.
Yeah, that's how I learned it, yeah. That's,
why can't he be Baitun, but he can't look into God?
Why?
He can't be Baitun, because Messiah is making a Tom.
He can't be Baitun. No, it's not Messiah. I made a mistake. Scratch that. I made a mistake. He's being Baitun Tuma.
He can't be birds. He can't harvest with you. You know, you can't harvest with the guard.
Right. You can't take right.
But why can't he work with the guards?
Because that's the you can do.
Yeah. Why can't you?
Why? Because why not? It's Tommy already.
Tommy already.
You're helping him do something that would be metameit, which is called misayeya. That there's no did by a guy, because you're not helping someone who's doing aver. A guy is having aver.
And grapes already coming.
Grapes already tumming. So that's very, very technical. I hope everyone, it's my fault really, I have to explain this very well, because it's extremely technical.
Earlier stage you can't do, but you can do the later stage.
Yes. Right. There's a difference. One's gram tumma and one's isayeya. There's gram tumma 100%, that's what you're doing.
Well, like the Rambam says in Pirshei Mishnayos, it already became tumme at the first stage. So now at the second stage, you're not doing anything. It's already coming.
Rashi argues with that. The Rambam
isn't that an easier way to do it?
It's easier.
Yeah.
But all right. You want the easy way.
This is Daf Yomi. You want the easy way.
All right. We got that second din. So we have din number two. The first din is when the ayin is considered the ayin of the ayin nesel. The second din is regarding the din of tumas chulin in Eretz Yisrael. Din number three. Yisrael who is the tumma. Let's say you have a Yisrael who does tumma. So there, not only can you harvest, because the Yisrael who's unfortunately rebellious, he's going to do tumma in Eretz Yisrael. He's not allowed to. You can't be biter, of course, but you also can't be dirish with him. Yisrael who is the tumma like dirish like biter iman. Because by doing the dirisa, by crushing the grapes with him, you're being the sayeya Oivrei Aveiro. Now, I, it's Tommy already. I have to think about that. But you're allowed to bring barrels that are Tommy to the vat to put the wine in, or bring the barrels from the vat to that are Tommy, because at that point already, it's completely Tommy. There's not even a din of misayeya. Whatever, it's Tommy already, so I don't know. I don't understand the difference yet. I have to, let me look it up.
But
into
this really good thing,
what is a
Tommy
person supposed to
do? This is in the time of Chazal.
I understand the guy's Tommy, but whatever Tumid is, what he's not supposed to eat, because then he can't make
no.
A big Tommy.
No, he has to eat, so he has to be cool, and that's already Tommy.
I make a Tommy, it's cool. Nobody's
erased.
That was the problem.
Oh, it's labeled on it. It has a label on it. It says Tommy.
Right.
Christian's Tommy. How does he eat a fruit?
He will eat Tommy stuff.
Can't make it. I mean, who made a Tommy?
Someone else.
Whatever.
There was two markets. There was two supermarkets. One sold the chulin that was tar, and there was a. It was badass.
I don't understand.
Because the other one was tar.
I don't understand.
What were you saying, Doctor? Because it started with the Isser first. The point is, he's saying, well, you were not here, I asked her. And I'm also, of course, asking her, you asked her. That's the main point. That's the main point of the Bachleif. This is sugis and chulin. It's all sugis and chulin. We can't relate to such a thing, really, but it would be a whole different thing. Chulin had to be eaten, betara. Same concept. A baker, really, Rashi doesn't translate as a baker, a kneader, someone who's making bread. He's doing it petuma, unfortunately. The rule is, you can't knead with him, you can't shake the dough with him, same reason, because you're being Messiah, Gravera. Have a malich and he might pass the powder. But once it's done, damage has been done, the bread is baked, you're allowed to, or Rashi says the powder is the baker, you're allowed to bring, once the pass is in its form, then you're allowed to be involved, because the petuma, what was done was done.
The retail.
Yes, so that's Machlekes Rashi Taisus. Machlekes Rashi Taisus. Machlekes Rashi Taisus. Look.
He's all Israeli.
All Israeli, yeah. All right. Amar Avuna. Avuna said, Yayin, kibet shehischuli hi mashech. Why? Once it already flows freely, the rule is oisi yayin nesai. Now, until this point, we understood that the status of wine is established once it's in the bark. But there's a stage before that where you crush the grapes and the juice flows out of the grapes to the point where it goes into the bottle. At that stage where it's flowing, it's juice, it's grape juice. It's flowing from the grapes, but it didn't hit the bar yet. Does it have the status of wine or not? The Mishnah says only when it goes into, it's on the incline. It's in the pipe. No, it's in the pipe that's going down. When it's already going down. I don't know what a pipe. We just have different terminology. The thing that leads to the cistern on its way down. Whatever.
It's
not in the bar yet. Put it that way. It left the upper part, major technical stuff here. Left the upper part and is on its way down. It's on its way down. It's on the way to Canaan land. Okay? It could be that it stopped up. It stopped up. It just didn't hit the bar.
He plugged it.
It's the in-between stage. Is it wine or is it not wine? That is the question. Okay. So, that's Ravuna. He says it is considered one. Crazy Gemara. Tanan, boyfriend gas boots, and I have a chav, bafa bishanot of the other, and us in the tapua. Crazy Gemara. It says you're allowed to buy the vat that has crushed grapes and the wine that flowed out of the crushed grapes, of course, from a goy. According to Rav Huna, begas kuka umaleya. We're talking about where it was stuffed up, but it was also full, meaning there was no room for the wine to flow. So look at this madron incline where it's filled with grapes that are crushed, but it's just piling up. Pekuko umaleya. So the juice is still part of the grapes, and therefore it doesn't have the status of being grape juice, as Rav Nosson said so eloquently. And therefore, it's not yayin that was nimshach yet. Everyone's okay, good. Tashima be'inoyis yayin nesach hashiyar with labor. The Mishnah says very clearly that the status of yayin nesach is only established once it hits the bar. According to Abuna, there's a stage before that. Achanami v'gas kuko malei in that type of vat where it's filled up to the point where there's no flowing wine freely until it hits the bar. In that case, yeah, in the Hanami, it's not considered wine until it hits the bar.
Well, it was stuffed up, it's still low again.
Right. The way to understand it is that it's still still part of the grape, so to speak. It has to be a flowing liquid. Oh. What? There is liquid, but it didn't flow freely. It didn't get free yet. Toshima, Yorid Labor, Masha Babor, Osir Vashar Mutter. This is the question. If it goes into the bar, what's in the bar is Mutter, and the rest that's flowing to it is Mutter. How could that be? It's flowing. Here we're talking about an open area that's not plugged. There's flowing wine. What's in the bar is Osir, and what's not in the bar is Mutter. That's a Kashim Rav Huna, and he acquiesces, Amar Rav Huna. Like kasha, it depends. Kanda Mishnah Achroina. It depends which version of the Mishnah you have. The Tanya learned in a Braisa. The Rishoina Hayuimin Badad. They first used to say that the Badad is also, not Badas. Badad. Badad is also. Ain Boitzrin im Ha'evit Chavim Begas. First thing, like we said, you're not allowed to harvest with the goy to produce wine in the vat. Like we said, because you are now causing these grapes that are going to be brought to the gas, the vat, you are now going to cause them to become tame, and that's awesome. In Eretz Yisrael. V'ein darchen im Yisrael, so I say, peroisa betuma, so also the sayeh al de'evre aveiru. If the Jew is, making his fruits, in the betuma, producing them in the vat, let's say, also the sayeh, the ogre aveiru. Avod darchim and oivet pechavim begas, you're allowed to press the grapes with the goy, they're tummy already, you're allowed to press, because there's no ogre aveiru. No ogre aveiru in the gas, because, the goy is not mitzvah in the tumma. But what do you see over here? Forget about tumma. If it's in the vat and you're pressing it with the goy, getting a fee, you're being netted from the ayin netzah. Because you're producing the wine. Now it's not in the bar yet. I'm sorry. You are allowed to. Hi, it's yayin. That's the answer is, while it's not in the, until it's in the bar, it's not yayin. Hi, Rav Huna. Roi chashinon, with Rav Huna. We don't care about Rav Huna. Until the wine is in the bar, it's not wine. There's no isra yayin. There's no isra no. That's the first mission. The chazru aymar, dabar. Or dabab. And then they said dabab is also. What is this? That's the sinin. Ain't darchin in my bekechavim begas. Mishum Rav Huna. You can't press the wine with the guy in the gas because of Rav Huna. Should we just stop here?
Yes.
I mean, we're in the middle of something. Yeah. But...
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.